AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, it's the podcast. Bridget's birthday, we celebrated in style. We played the Beatles' 1968 White Album, the birthday track. Great song, Bridget.
Yeah, it certainly was. Married at First Bite, we want to bust and smash the world record and get everyone down to pause and pizzazz. And we asked about your naughty, naughty dog stories today. Geez, that can be naughty.
Yeah, love them. Yeah, and I don't like drug cheats. And Jessica Paris, I sprayed her. She got an A sample that was positive. And also our person of interest, somebody you have to click onto and listen. An amazing story.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Three pieces of history, including movies and music. And Spider won yesterday, which is pretty good.
Good on you, Peter.
Thank you very much.
Peter pitted against Bridget, and as we say, if they don't work it out, we try and get Rodney to pick up the pieces. Are you ready? Here we go. Name that year.
And my first words are addressed to all of the people of Australia, that I am very conscious of the enormous responsibility that has been placed upon me and upon
Smoking
my colleagues.
Smoking John.
By the verdict of the Australian people today.
Name that year when John Howard became the
John,
Prime Minister. Tell you what, he was resilient, you know. I came through the Howard years.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rodney remembers as well.
Yes.
And
he was Treasurer in the Malcolm Fraser
era. Yeah, but he couldn't crack it, could he? And
no.
Then he hung in. Everyone hated John Howard. Then he became the longest-serving Prime Minister.
Yeah, you always remember in his trackies. Always going for his walk in the morning.
He had some good eyebrows.
He was a smart man.
If a bit of ash went into those and caught those a lot, we were down for days.
But is it sad he was known for that bowl, really, more than anything?
Yeah. Well, I'll be really honest here. Politics isn't probably my strong point.
It's easy for you to be honest about that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have a clue. I remember...
I got to track back, that's all.
Yeah, it was Kevin 07. So it was the longest. I'm going to have a guess and say 92, Spider.
No.
A tad later, but not long.
Rod didn't laugh, so that was half decent.
Well, look, you're in the right decade, mate,
no,
so
you
did well.
No, honestly, I can't think either because there was so many before and then there was Kevin and there was...
Well, it's a years too.
I know.
Olympic
years. Because he did a few. Okay, so I think he did at least two turns.
He would have done three if he was the longest.
Okay, I'll say 94.
No. Rockin'.
It was in 1996 that he defeated Paul Keating.
Oh, really?
Gee, so strong about it too, Rod. You didn't even say,
that's his job.
Rod, 96. He goes, it was 96.
I wonder if Rod, we can take him to trivia night somewhere else where he's not the trivia master.
Like we used to do at pool halls when you used to have the pool sharks go around just to play a couple of bad games and then come and take all your cash.
Bridget, closest to the pin. Name that year for segment number two. Rockin' will get this one too. What were they called, Rod, before they were Midnight Oil? You'll know that.
They were called Farm.
The Farm, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, The Farm.
I guess.
What's the question?
Power and Passion. What year? Name that year. It was out, released.
Bridge, 86.
No.
I'm going to go later than that. I remember doing this as a, what do you call it? Like a end of year footy show
You're
thing.
You're ridiculously spot on at it.
Yeah, and I shaved my head and everything. I was like right on Peter Garrett.
No, you were.
I was in the zone. But I'm going to go again 1990.
No. Rod laughs.
Okay. He tries not to.
Crap guess.
Midnight Oil's 10-1 album came out in 1982.
Correct.
That early?
Wow.
Yes. And if you listen to it today, it sounds just as fresh now as it did those decades ago.
That's
fantastic
album.
Good.
Wow.
Bridge, closest to the pin. One of the great shows of Australian television, I thought, and I used to love watching this show. Yeah, name that year.
What's that? Football. Ball dust.
Oh.
If that's football, why aren't they bleeding? Look at it. Found a broken nose among them. It's not rugby. It's real football. Australian rules. Real football. Look at them. Bunch of pansies skipping around in their little sister's shorts.
They're Kingswood Country.
Kingswood Country.
Hey. Oh.
It's all about you, Peter, running around in your
nice little tight shorts.
I tell you though, they couldn't get away with what they said nowadays.
No
at
way.
At all. What they said, geez, that was, yeah.
Kingswood Country.
Can I have a first guess? Only because I have absolutely no idea. I never watched it. And if it was AJ's era, I'm going to say it was 78.
I reckon you're... No, that's not too bad.
Spider 78.
Yeah, it was 70s.
No.
I'll go a little bit earlier then. I'll go 70... Oh, God. I was going to go around that time. So I'll go...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll go 7... Oh, shiver, 70... Oh, 4.
Kevin Goldsby, wasn't it? One of the guys in it.
He was one of the guys in it, yeah.
Higgins? Ross Higgins.
Ross Higgins was the main character.
Yeah, I think Ross...
I think he's not with us anymore,
no,
is he?
I think Ross passed away a couple of years ago.
Ted Bullpit. I've got a feeling it was in my primary school years, and Money on the Fridge, 1978.
That was the same year that...
Pete. Oh, 79.
74.
Okay.
Great minds think alike, Rodney.
And when it comes to Kingswood Country...
Wow.
Do you want another guess?
Oh, 1980?
Yes. It was 1980.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go. Peter.
Closest to the pin again. Bridge, you win today.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't really claim it when...
Oh, well. Yeah, but I wasn't going to win. It was your birthday, so I didn't.
Oh, no, don't do that. I hate that when you play tennis with someone and they lob it over.
Yeah, it's your birthday, you've
got
to win.
No, you're full of frog wallop. I'm going to be honest. You know how I always say I'll have a good hard look at myself in the mirror. I always take responsibility.
Yes.
I don't like having a good hard look at myself in the mirror of late, especially my new magnifying mirror.
But it's been okay at home because you say you got no lights.
You just love this. Look at your face. Your dimples going off. Any chance, AJ, for him to give me a nice little stab? Peter. You know, it's not quite a butcher's knife. It's like just a little butter knife.
Peter.
Just giving it a lub tap.
I'm just repeating what you often say.
Peter, it's your work comrade's birthday today.
No, that's all right. Don't worry. I don't care about that.
Just for 3.5 hours today, on this day.
He can't help it.
Just be nice to your work colleague.
Look at his
face. Happy birthday,
he can't help it. Look, but it is true, right? So I still haven't fixed the light at home and in my bathroom because I'm showering in candlelight. And, yeah, I'm looking the goods in candlelight. I'm telling you, if I ever open a boutique store, that's what I'm putting in the change rooms is just candlelight, and people will buy anything they put on, I'm telling you, even swimwear. But... At 42 years of age, I don't know why. Well, I do know why, but I'm having a horrible breakout. It's like on my face and my nose. And it's because I haven't had a drink and I'm eating really well. And so all the crap's coming out.
Copper.
Peter.
The copper is coming out.
He's crapping on about this because it happened to me years ago and he can't let go of this copper thing.
No, it comes out. You said it comes out of your feet. It might be coming out at...
Oh, my God. So anyway, I've got this crap and... Look, I know that you guys may be used to it, maybe being really nice, not mentioning it, because AJ, I know you had it. Your face is great now, and you gave me some cream, and I'm on some cream that you like. It's not over the counter; it's prescription cream. Mm. You've given me cream.
What
I
cream?
Think. Well, I don't know. I think it's the same cream the horses are in trouble for at the moment. I don't know.
When you start eating hay for breakfast, we know you're in trouble.
No, well, I did get a stroke on the nose this morning from AJ. I'm like, what is happening here? And anyway, so yesterday in the building, I'm not going to say the particular lady because I love her, but she's talking to me and she started going a bit cross-eyed looking at my face. And I'm going, oh, no, just, you know, don't mention my... Because I wasn't wearing any makeup, obviously. And she kind of went, what's happening? And did a circle with her finger around my face.
Oh.
I went, really? She goes, oh, good on you. I said, what? She goes, pash rash. Oh. I said, no, it's not even. I didn't even get this from kissing someone. I'm detoxing. I'm like, no, I'm 42 years of age. And people think, well, I've got pash rash. How embarrassing.
We're heading to Sanctuary Cove for a dog wedding, Peter.
Yes, married at first bite. Look, the only thing we want to do is get 400. We need 400 dogs. That's what we need, 400 dogs. Surely there's 400 dogs on the Gold Coast.
I love the way you're involved now because we want to smash the record, which is 178 pairs, which is...
170, that's 356, but we want 400. Look, I don't know what I'm going to do on the day other than blindfold myself and... cry.
No, you'll go. No, you'll go into wedding organizer mode.
Actually, if I've got a clipboard, I'll be happy to be the organizer.
And a headset.
And a headset.
Well, look, there is something I am concerned about.
Mm.
Jemima, my pugilier, is beautiful. She just loves everyone. Ted, the Maltese Shih Tzu, thinks he runs the house. Is a bit of a Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
And he likes attacking big dogs. So that is a bit of a concern. And we want to know on 13, 27, 10, your naughty dog stories. Have you got a naughty dog when you come home? It's eating your shoes.
Where's your dog just stuffed up?
Oh, just naughty dog stories, you know, where they try to get out. And they look guilty every time.
Yeah.
Give us a call on 13, 27, 10. And very soon we're going to have a dog whisperer on from Sit.
Drop.
Drop. Stay.
Stay.
I'm doing it. We're on radio.
The lovely Emma is coming. And, Peter, the good thing that Bridget and I are both confident is that you know a lot about weddings. You're addicted to wedding cake. How many? Three.
Three.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why we're going to make you help organise.
We know you haven't married a dog. Well,
oh, Adrian.
No, excuse me.
Maybe you have. I don't know. But
no, that's terrible. Don't say that.
Not making reference to the latest one. Cherie's gorgeous. I don't know about the other couple. But
oh, God. Okay, so it is happening on the 4th of March, Paws and Pizzazz at Sanctuary Cove. And as part of this, we really want to break a world record and get as many dogs married as we can. It's married at first bite.
Yeah, we want to get over, we need about 400 dogs, so go to godfm.com.au to register. But we've been asking when your dogs have mucked up at home, when have they been pretty much naughty little pooches?
Oh, yeah.
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Sanctuary Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
I want someone to share my life with.
It's when lonely hearts come together.
Oh, I'm definitely lonely.
To find love.
I'm ready to find new love.
To find a life partner.
I really want this to happen for me.
Have you thought about what happens if they get divorced?
AJ, Bridge and Spiders, married at first bite. Woof, woof.
Yeah.
92.5.
Yeah, and Rich on our God FM Facebook page, he said, yeah, his carpet and now minus the underlay. The dog's ripped the whole lot up there.
Oh.
And we're asking, is it shoes? What does your dog love?
Yeah, and you can register for the wedding too at goldfm.com.au. Flo in Labrador, tell us about your naughty dog.
Well, we went out one day and we came home and ate high up the sofa and the cushions.
Oh.
Ate the whole lot.
And then he's chewing the walls and the floor. We don't know why. He loves shadows. So anytime he sees a shadow, he attacks the wall or floors, whatever he can find.
Oh, no. What kind of dog are we talking?
He's a Kelpie cross Staffy.
Oh, so the Kelpie, and he wants to chase things in the shadow.
Yeah. And he's 10 months. He's 10 months old now, so you never know what you're going to come home and find broken.
Hasn't grown out of it yet.
No, not yet. Definitely not yet. In fact, yesterday when I came home, there's more teeth marks in my floor where he's been trying to chase the shadows.
Oh.
And I have wooden floors.
So
we got teeth. Scratch marks on the wooden floors from the dog.
Actually, you know what? I just got a text message. My son wants to borrow your dog. He hasn't done his homework.
Don't worry. He would eat the homework too because he takes newspapers and he rips them up and chews them up to little pieces.
Oh, I'd hate to see what you'd find in the backyard, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
wow.
Thanks,
oh, yeah,
Flo.
You know, he digs holes up in the backyard.
Why do you have this dog? Thanks, Flo.
Thanks, Flo.
That's all right. Bye.
Flo Labrador, here's our Gold FM family member. It's Derek at Mudjerabar with a naughty dog story. G'day, Derek.
Hello, guys. Hello.
Good morning.
My story is I'm hurtling down the M1 doing 120 in a 100 zone. Next thing, there's a police car behind me with the lights and the siren going. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I had my big fat Labrador lying across the back seat.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway,
so I pull over and the policeman gets out of his car and he sort of saunters up to my car and I'm yelling at my dog. I'm saying, oh, you bad dog. Oh, you bad dog. What did you do that for? What did you do that for? And the policeman comes up to my car and he says, hang on a minute. Hold on a minute. He said, what are you going crooked the dog for? I said, well, you'd go crooked him too if you know what he just did. And the policeman said, why? What did he just do? I said, he just ate my driver's license.
Oh,
<later. laughs>
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Century Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
I want someone to share my life with.
It's when lonely hearts come together.
Oh, I'm definitely lonely.
To find love.
I'm ready to find new love.
To find a life partner.
I really want this to happen for me.
Have you thought about what happens if they get divorced?
AJ, Bridge and Spiders, Married at First Bite. Woof, woof.
Paws and Pizzazz on at Sanctuary Cove, the expo, the animal expo, Sanctuary Cove, Sunday the 4th of March.
There's often you'll say one thing in life once and this is it. I want to see 400 dogs down there at Sanctuary Cove getting married. I don't know why. Look, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yes.
You love your dogs, but I'm happy to organise it. But we do need you to register. goldfm.com.au. I want 400 dogs. Well, we want 400 dogs.
Of course we do. We just had all your naughty dog stories on, so we thought it very appropriate to get Emma from... Great name. You ready? She's a dog whisperer from Sit, Drop, Stay. You didn't have to do it, Spider.
Oh, sorry.
But look, I want to kick off, Emma. Thanks for joining us. I've got Jemima the Pugalier. She's awesome. And Ted is the Maltese Shih Tzu, but he is alpha male and he's always growling at me and I discipline him. I'm not a softy.
Yeah.
But why do I get growled at all the time? What do I do in this situation?
So that would be the same. For us, it would be the same as if your children were... doing the equivalent of growling at you and you're saying, but I'm strict, but I'm doing this. So something's not working. Something's missing in the communication. So if he's not happy to follow you, we would have to have a look at why. We get lots of dogs coming to us that have gone right through obedience school. They know 50 commands. They're super smart, but their attitude and the relationship they have with the owner is what's holding them back.
But how do you change that?
Yes.
I've tried to be the alpha female. I've tried everything, but it seems to be since there's no male in the house that he grew up with, that's when he changed.
Yeah, well, we would have to have a look at. It's different for everyone. It just depends on the energy. If you're telling him off or disciplining him and it comes across as passive-aggressive or unpredictable, like it's not consistent... Yeah, or if you're frustrated or feeling guilty or trying to please him in between, it'll come undone. So we sort of look at it like, the popular girl in school doesn't train everybody to listen to her and train everyone to follow her. She doesn't train people to act like that around her. It's the way that you conduct yourself 24/7. So you can't sort of, most of the time... cuddle and kiss and hug and play and entertain and then suddenly say, hey, at this point, I want you to listen to me. So that's a lot of our job, is to go back and put balance into the household.
Emma from Sit, Drop, Stay. I need you between 5:30 and 9 each day. But that's another story.
Yeah.
It's been a
If you can teach an old dog how to listen, that's what we need.
They know what you're saying. Most of the dogs I see, they know exactly what you're saying. They just choose not to listen.
Exactly.
Yes,
we got one right here.
We know that very
Welcome.
Well.
Welcome. Please, let's introduce him.
Sit, Drop, Stay. Dog behaviour and training. Fantastic, Emma. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks, guys.
It's the Gold Coast's original radio cash contest.
AJ, Bridge and Spiders, $1,000 Minute.
Giant range, giant value, giant savings. Every day at Giant Chemist Hubbardtown.
I saw Mr. Giant Chemist last night from a distance. He didn't see me, but... they're great people. Giant range, giant value, giant savings every day. Giant Chemist at Harbourtown. I was at the Marriott. I was at the Half Price Smorgasbord at the Marriott last night. Bridget, I've come up bruises everywhere.
What do you mean you come up
bruises everywhere?
When people go to the trough at that place on a half price night, you've got to have a bloody cricket bat by your side.
You've got to have a sumo suit on.
Well, most of them were.
Don't. No, just order knee pads and elbow pads because it's on, isn't it?
Yeah. Right? What'd you go for? What was your first, what was the first plate cab off the rank for you?
Oh, you got to have a prawn.
Okay. Yeah. Who went?
Friends.
Very nice.
It's nice. Oh, is that what you call it these days? Okay.
Kathleen of Currumbin, kids, is a new play. We welcome you to the Gold FM family playing the $1,000 Minute. Hello, Kathleen.
Yeah, Kathleen. Hello.
Kathleen. I apologise for that. Kathleen.
You know what? Beautiful name. It was my nana's name, Kathleen.
It's a good name.
It is a beautiful, strong name.
Yeah. Way back.
How are you feeling, Kathleen? You're not nervous or anything?
A little bit.
No, you'll be right.
Don't be nervous. Just a deep breath, get onto it, and go, go, go.
You just did a walk around Currumbin. What area do you go? Where do you go for your beautiful walk?
On the beautiful boardwalk and then around to the beachfront and then back past the Yarra Hills.
You've earned yourself a Marriott buffet.
Hey, there's 10 questions, Kathleen. Each one answered correctly, you'll win $10. You get the lot right, you win $1,000. If you need to pass in the allotted time, do so to come back to that question. You're right to play.
Yes.
Good luck. If you're playing at home or in the car, Kathleen, good luck.
Question number one. Which five-letter name is given to a person who follows a strict diet which excludes...
Vegan.
What does a meteorologist study?
The weather.
Which band had a hit with Whole Lotta Rosie?
Pass.
Which car company makes the Testarossa?
Testarossa, pass.
If I was at a restaurant at DeVito's, what suburb would I be in?
Oh, DeVito's. Pass.
Jessica Paris is the daughter of which gold medalist?
Pass.
In which year did Princess Diana die?
97.
Who was the host of Hey Hey It's Saturday?
Dale Summers.
What's the name of the Burley Rugby League team?
Pirates.
Name one person from the TV show Married at First Sight.
No idea.
Which band had the hit A Whole Lotta Rosie?
ACBC.
Which car company makes the Testarossa?
Hyundai. Oh, the Ferrari. Ferrari, yeah. My son Boston.
Going so well.
Yeah, no, you did well. My son Boston, he's 11, he wants one. That's a kind of car he wants, a Testarossa. Also, yeah, DeVito's, which suburb would you be in? The restaurant DeVito's, a great restaurant. You'd be in Southport if you're eating there. Jessica Paris is the daughter of Nova Paris, Olympic gold medalist. Yeah. Also, what is the name of the Burley Rugby League Club? Burley Bears. Name one of the people off Married at First Sight. There's a truckload of them, but I wouldn't have known any of them either. And outside of that, you got all the others right. So you still got yourself,
$50? $50. Thank you.
No worries.
Well done, Kathleen.
That'll get you a great lunch at Vikings. At Currumbin Surf Club.
Yeah, exactly.
It will do.
Good old Vikings. We love it.
Yeah.
Down on the water.
So beautiful.
Big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
All right, well, look, when it comes to... And just stay with me here because this is going to be about real life, not reality telly, all right?
Okay.
First of all, the old fields in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, it's just disgusting. They are quite revolting people. David Oldfield and Lisa, you know, he had the affair with Pauline Hanson or whatever. He's trying to be funny. It's an absolute cluster.
That's I don't even know.
It's a car crash. They're revolting. They're just nasty. Yeah. Terrible people. And Lisa said last night about Paul Burrell, who was Princess Di's butler. He needs to get over the whole dead princess thing. Mm. Oh, my God.
I don't know what they're trying to do. I'm a celeb.
And it's not working.
No, it has been good for years. And I think it's definitely taking a massive nosedive because there's nobody interesting now with the old fields. No. Nobody's opening up and being themselves.
Now, I want to talk about Married at First Sight because this is really reality telly, although I would never let a bloke move in with me after a week. I leave it years.
Yeah.
It's
a TV show still.
No, hang on. But the girls this week have had to move into the bloke's place. And this is when they're really realising what it's like, what their partner's like and how badly they cook and how they don't clean the toilet and how what's acceptable to them. So here's one of the couples last night, Sarah and Telv, and she's a bit of a princess and she's not happy with him. Have a listen.
So waking up in Tal's bed at his house this morning was a little bit of a shock. I'm in a bed with flannel sheets everywhere. The flannel sheets are filled with dog hair.
Ugh.
The window furnishings are falling off the wall. The lights are going on and off in the middle of the night by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. She's not happy.
No way.
She had to feed the dogs and the food was revolting and she's not happy. And I want to know on 13/27/10, those stories of when you first moved in with your partner, whether it was too soon or maybe it was years down the track and then you realised... Uh-oh.
One of their habits that you just can't put up with.
Oh, just, you know, and maybe they want to bring in, it's your house, and they want to bring in all their footy memorabilia and put it up on the wall and trophies.
You know, accept some part of them.
Just give them a room for that stuff. 13, 27, 10, those living together disaster stories. What has happened? AJ, I cannot wait when you lived with your long-term partner, Annie. You'd have a few stories, right?
Worst time is when she nearly ran over me. I didn't quite make it up the driveway.
That's right.
I came home very late at night, and she was working at the turf club with as a stable hand.
And you had a nine-eye.
Yeah, I didn't quite make it up Roy, the dog, Roy slept beside me, and she was backing out to go to work that morning, and nearly drove over me. Yelled out the car window, "Jay, what are you doing?" So I'm having a sleep with Roy.
Imagine living with you.
I wish that upon no one.
Oh, so what happened when you moved in with your partner? Tell us your stories and maybe just the horrible couch you had to put up with, whatever. Married at First Sight, they're all living with the blokes at the moment, and the ladies are finding out quite a few things about the blokes. And we want to know, what was it like when you first moved in with your partner? Dwayne and Pimpama?
I was in the Navy when we got married, so we weren't sort of together till we got married.
Yeah.
And 37 years ago today, actually.
Aww. Happy anniversary. There we go.
Thank you. A couple of weeks later, her mother decided to visit.
Yes.
And never went home for 2 years.
Oh.
No.
Like, didn't matter what we tried or anything like that, you think, we've got it ordered, she's going, and she'd chuck a hearty.
So she'd say that she was sick or something every time you tried to turf her out.
Yeah.
Well,
I got to the stage one day where I just physically picked her up, carried her to the front door, opened it, tossed her on the veranda, and slammed the front door.
Wow. I hope you tossed her gently, however.
It'd be like having the flu for 2 years.
I know. There's no upside. But if you can get through that for 2 years, I tell you what, that's why you've lasted 37.
Yeah, it was like, two-year just married people trying to get together.
Did she at least, do your washing for you, lunches, breakfast, dinners?
No.
I can't save this.
No.
She wanted a pair of slaves.
Yeah, you win.
I was lucky I was working, so.
You win. No one can beat that.
No.
Well done, Dwayne.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
The old saying, there's nothing colder than a mother-in-law's kiss.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I want to have a crack at Jessica Peris, Australian athlete, the daughter of Nova Peris, Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
She's 27. She's withdrawn from the selection trials for the Commonwealth Games, and she tested positive to sample A. So for a performance enhancing drug, they haven't said which drug yet. But very interesting that since she has tested positive over the last month, she's been running personal best times, and not only that, she's got Comm Games qualifying time as well. So they're waiting on the B sample. For me, I pretty much, if you don't want to judge a book by its cover, but I pretty much know the outcome of that test. Why bother sampling it? I'm tipping that she'll be done. But outside of her, there is only one solution, I think, for drug cheats, and that is we need life bans. If you look at the horse racing industry at the moment, if some of those trainers and if there's jockeys or whatever are involved, there is only one solution, life bans. It doesn't matter if it's athletes, if it's in the NRL, AFL. If you are caught cheating, you should, no ifs, no buts, get a life ban. Don't worry about 12 months, 2 years or 18 months, because it's not in the sport's best interest, it's not in the fans' best interest, and especially for Jessica Peris, where Australia, we pride ourselves on being clean. And this is a massive dent in our reputation in the track and field industry coming into the Comm Games. I reckon a life ban. And you got to think too, only last week, she was up there running in front of hundreds and hundreds of kids on who you know, in awe of her times, looking there going, how good's this? They're our future right there watching it in track and field, and then they go and read this. I think if you know you're cheating, like they know exactly what's going in their system, like with the horse racing industry as well, there is only one answer, and we need to now start bringing in life ban for any drug cheat.
So you wouldn't have had an AFL region or NRL teams 2 years ago with the Essendon situation because they're all on it.
Well, Ben Cousins shouldn't even be back helping out with the West Coast Eagles now.
Exactly right. I have absolutely no issue because you know what? Everybody that can go to the football on the weekend or if they go to the Commonwealth Games or they're going to the tennis or they're going to the horse racing, they know that it is clean.
Even field, Peter.
Even playing field.
I agree.
Very good point.
One thing you guys know about me, I'll always take responsibility for my actions.
Yes.
I always will. Because then life moves on. You go, it was me, whatever, let's go.
Done.
Rock and roll, done.
Outsky.
I just don't like these people who either play victims or they're backed into a corner and then they have to attack everyone else or you did this or you did that.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
What are you in trouble for?
Well... Okay, so, you know, I have plant envy here at work and I have brought plants from the lady who comes and waters the plants in here and these...
I've brought some from her as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Lovely Kate. And you know how the plants in here, they look fake. They're so beautiful.
Mm.
I do exactly what she says to do at home and they don't look as good. I don't know why. Anyway, so I forgot that these plants are they hire plants? Is that right?
Yeah.
So as a company, we okay.
Why do you hire plants?
Well, because then the lovely Kay comes around and she waters them.
Yeah, one of the bombers did that early in their day and made a truckload of money out of that, actually.
Hiring plants. There we go. I suppose that's good if you hire the wrong kind of plant. You could say to the copper, I hired it. Sorry, I hired it.
You didn't think about that as a career?
Hiring plants out? No. It's a good
idea.
Business.
However, I did stuff up because... can we admit? I'll admit. I won't put you guys into it. But you know when it's early in the morning and no one else is in the building?
It's the best time.
Sometimes we just have a wander around, just have a look-see.
Mainly in the fridge.
And I forgot, and I put it on my Instagram page, a beautiful vine that I've put in water. If you want to check out my trippy kitchen, you can have a look. I've got a David Bowie record up on the wall of my kitchen, and now I've got a vine that goes up around and over my window.
Yeah.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks good.
I took it from here at 4 o'clock one morning because it looked like it was strangling another plant.
Yeah.
However, when Kate...
Because they can grow anywhere.
Anywhere.
They're good.
They're great. Thought I was doing a favour. It was a bit of a plant.
Fair bit.
Anyway, so I forgot. I just thought that Kay watered them, not owned them. And I went, hey, Kay.
Oh, you did.
I took a bit of a cutting. And you should have seen her face. And she's gone, what? What do you mean? I said, yeah, I, you know the one down there? You know the one, the vine? Yep. Took a fair bit of it. You probably notice it next time you water it. She said to me, next time do you want to maybe check with me when you're taking stuff? I said, Kay... Oh, what's your plant, isn't it? Sorry. It looks really good, though. You can check it out on my Insta feed. It looks really good and it's healthy and alive.
Time for AJ Bridget Spider's Person of Interest. A great Gold Coast spends most of his life touring the world, talking about his disability. He was born with legs, but they didn't work. And at age 19, John's about to tell you his life story. He decided to lose his legs permanently. Here is the story of our own Gold Coast member and AJ Bridget Spider family member, John Cootis, a person of interest.
John Cootis, a person of interest.
Yeah, well, I was born with legs, but they were all deformed and bent out of shape, and they'd never ever worked in the day that I was put on this beautiful earth.
A person with a big heart.
I was 10 years old. I was bound and gagged, tied up, and thrown in a rubbish bin. The bin was set on fire.
Oh, my God.
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my first Friday at school, Bridge. That was my first initiation Friday at school.
A person with an incredible sense of humour.
My dad also once said to me that if I had no arms as well as no legs, he was going to call me Matt. So,
oh, my God. At least your dad had a humour too.
I would love to be a stand-up comedian, but I can't stand up.
Oh, God.
John Kudas, a person of interest, with AJ Bridge and Spider on Gold 92.5.
Well, g'day, guys. I was actually born back in the late 60s when there was no modern medicine around, and Mum and Dad were told that I had some form of physical disability. Were unsure if I had a mental one as well, but we all know that I do now. And my mum, when she gave birth to me, it was quite traumatic for her because of the shape that I was. And I popped out, and the doctor's telling both my parents that I wouldn't last a day, and wouldn't last a week, wouldn't last a month. And 48 years later, I'm still going strong.
What was it, though, that caused the deformity?
There's no reason why it happened, Bridge. It's just one of those things.
Wow.
I'm one of the very, very lucky ones that can still get out of bed every day and do what I do. See, when I was younger, I used to blame my parents. They did half a job, they got half a son. You know? 1 month before my 18th birthday, I chose, not by accident, illness or disease, but I chose to have them removed. Why? Because they were a dead set hindrance, mate, like you on that breakfast show. You're a dead set hindrance.
there's plenty of people that agree with you there, JC.
But, you know, a lot of people found it extremely weird that I would even do that.
While growing up, you know, through the 70s and 80s, we know that, you know, with social media, with bullying these days, it's very topical. How did you go through school? Was there a lot of bullying and, you know, did you cop it, or were you strong enough to accept it?
Spider, I come from a very different upbringing, mate. Both my parents were quite strong, especially my dad. You know, my dad's Greek, my mum's a woman. And I had one of those very mixed marriages, you know, and my dad and my mum too, they were very, very tough. And now they threw me on the ground and they told me that if I wanted to get up there, I'd have to make my own way to get up onto the table, to get up onto the bed, you know. So, and that's why I'm able to do what I do today. But going through school for me, you know, they prepared me as much as what they could. But what happened at school, no one could explain it or the rhyme and reason on how it happened. I mean, I was 10 years old. I was bound and gagged, tied up, and thrown in a rubbish bin. The bin was set on fire.
Oh, my God.
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my first Friday at school, Bridge. That was my first initiation Friday at school.
How did you cope with that? What was the next step for you?
Well, I think actually my age helped me cope with it, believe it or not, because I was young enough to put it in the back of my mind, not to worry too much about it. I mean, I did worry about it, of course, but the teachers and the powers to be at the school said that they were going to look after me, which they did. And then I ventured onto high school. Let me tell you this, I didn't start school until fifth class. Before that, I went to an institution for kids with all different types of disabilities because, that again, in that era, disabled people weren't seen, weren't heard, some were locked away.
That's
some
right.
Parents didn't know how to handle the situation. I mean, my mum and dad had jobs. My mum's a nurse, my dad's a builder. Now, they had three other kids to provide for as well as me, you know, so, and I had to go somewhere. There was no school that would have me. There was no before and after school care. I couldn't even get on a bus.
One way that I'm sure you have faced adversity and those bullying situations in your life is through humour, because you're very funny. And I remember when you visited me in hospital and people walked in the door and you said, you've got a problem here in hospital. There's a hole in the floor. I've fallen through it. Do you find that's a really good way? Was that your coping mechanism growing up?
I do believe so, Bridge. And for me, my mechanism on my firing back was my humour. And I could say something smart to them and they'd be like Spider, you know, an old footballer scratching their head thinking about what I just said. And by that time, I've scarpered away, you know. I've hidden myself somewhere in a bag rack or something like that, you know.
Wow.
JC, you've turned an incredible disability into a positive now in your life. Tell everyone what you do.
I get to travel the world speaking, sharing my story on stage. You know, I want to teach these kids resilience. I want to show them that if I can do it, anyone can do it. Anyone can achieve anything in their life. You just got to get off your crack and start making it happen. Write down your goals, take them from dreams to goals, and bang, and away we go.
Do you see your life as a blessing and that would have been completely different if you were able-bodied?
Bridge, I try not to think about that too much because the fact of the matter is that I have no legs. They never worked in the beginning, and I try not to think about what if. It's either yes or no. It's either I will or I won't. My dad also once said to me that if I had no arms as well as no legs,
he was going to call me Matt. So,
oh, my God. At least your dad had a humour too.
I would love to be a stand-up comedian, but I can't stand up.
Oh, God.
We love you, JC, and so does the Gold FM community, mate. And thanks for joining us on Personal
Interest.
Yeah, we
love you guys too. And remember, check me out at johncurtis.com.
I'm not angry. I'm just very disappointed.
Why?
What for now?
Oh, really? One job. It's not hard being a fella. Seriously, we had to film a television commercial all about our secret sound yesterday. Big email came out. Oh. And it is very embarrassing that on the email it always has to say, please bring in ironed clothes. Because when you do bring in maybe a collared shirt or some clothes, Spider.
I brought in two collared shirts.
Oh, they're never ironed. They're never ironed. Or there's a mark on them or whatever. So what happens? Brody and Vanessa from a lovely promotional department comes in and goes, all right, we're ready to go. Bridge, what have you got? So I've brought in dress, heels, accessories, earrings, bracelets, everything I need. Right?
Yeah. Preparation, paramount.
What have you got, Spider? Oh, what I'm wearing. Rattiest shirt and the rattiest shorts.
I had two polo tops. One was the Gold FM polo and they said, no, God. We don't want branding.
No.
And then I brought my other golf one.
And it's horrible and it didn't match your shorts. And you're like, oh, I didn't read the email.
What do you mean it was horrible? Laugh. It was the same one I wore to the Channel 9 launch.
Exactly. With thongs, which everyone was completely disgusted. Now, AJ, I thought more of you. AJ goes, oh, I forgot, but this is all right. Your shirt didn't match your shorts. You're wearing shorts.
Who was better dressed yesterday out of us? He's nothing matched. He seriously looked like he got dressed in the dark in someone else's apartment.
I'm telling you, you were both group ones because, AJ, honestly, I thought more of you. You always looked dashing when you dressed up, like Valentine's Day. You
darling.
Two looked beautiful. That's a wrong word. You looked dashing.
Thank you.
And here you are for a television commercial looking disgusting.
Can I just say something to our defence, please, Your Honour? Mm. Can I say this? This commercial's been going on and on and been put off several times.
No.
And seriously, it's normally only the top half. I didn't think they were going to actually put
the bottom line.
I didn't know they were going to put this time and effort into a commercial.
All
I thought
right.
It was just going to be quick and short and sharp.
Very disappointing.
It didn't matter.
Look, so you guys had to go across the road and borrow clothes. How embarrassing. Go on, give your very good friend's plug.
Okay. Farida over at D2. I said, Peter, never fear.
Yes.
Here we go.
We got the promotions girl Brody to follow us in case we got into trouble, and we had to go and find a clothing shop that would lend us some clothes.
Shoes for you. How disgusting.
We walked in the door of D2. That's remember Owen Tomlinson and Katie, they had Blaze years ago, the basketball team, and they owned D2, and Farida put us in clothing that was absolutely magnificent. Thank you very much.
You can check it out on Facebook, the before and after photos at Gold 92.5, but we want to know on 13, 27, 10, ladies or guys, when have you been in public with your partner and they are completely dressed so inappropriately?
Can I make one statement?
What?
Cherie's not allowed to call.
Yes, she is.
No.
I got that many stories as well when you're that embarrassed and you don't know what to do.
Spider putting on decent clothes, it's like doing the horse form. You read a horse. Mixing his form, hard to recommend.
When have you been embarrassed by what your partner is wearing? Yesterday we were having a television shoot. You were wearing clothes that didn't match, shorts, shirts.
But, hey,
creased.
Thinking outside the square, AJ got some clothes organised for us.
D2, our very good friends here at Oracle at D2. Thank you again, Farida at D2.
But we're asking, when has your partner or, friends embarrassed you when they've gone out and what they're wearing? And, Bridge, can I ask you, because I've banned Cherie from ringing, but any of your partners embarrassed you?
You know, you're only saying that because you exactly know.
No.
Yes, which one?
I like the one that brought his dad's suit because it was about 8 sizes too big and the white runners. And he turned up about an hour late. But my favourite one was just, when we went out and, your partner had the beautiful T-shirt tucked into the black shiny Adidas pants.
Yeah, tucked in.
And pulled up that high, could have choked him.
He could have got nipple rash from the waist belt. I know. Okay, all right. Fair call. We got Jess in Parkwood. When has your partner embarrassed you?
To be honest, never. He dresses daggy. He has some weird shirts. But I'm always proud to be seen with him because I love him. I'd never be embarrassed to be with him, no matter what he's wearing.
Oh, that's very cute. But when I'm filming a TV commercial and these two can't even scrub up...
Oh, look.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's not like we're on TV.
That's beautiful. That's love.
It is love. Can you tell me one of the weird T-shirts, though? I love this.
My partner has an obsession with Rick and Morty.
Who are they?
Have you heard? It's a kid. Well, it's not really a kid show. It's a cartoon on Netflix, and it is really weird. Like,
and he
you
has
need
t-shirts.
To be high to watch it. And he has T-shirts of Rick and Morty that he wears constantly.
That's hilarious. Oh, thanks, Jess.
Rebecca in Eleonora, what does your partner wear that annoys you?
Oh, well, just about every time we go out, he's got this pair of 1980s stonewashed jeans that he squeezes into every time we go out, and he thinks he still looks good in them.
Hey, stonewash will come back again one day. One day it'll come back.
Oh, they just he just thinks he looks so stunning in them, but he squeezes the life out of them. I tried throwing them away, but they made a comeback.
No. So
I don't have the heart to do it because they're his favourite. So.
Are they that tight that you can't put your hand down his back pocket when they're walking together?
Can I turn the lights off for a minute?
Why?
I know we're on radio, but
I'm so glad I survived today. I thought there'd be some weird surprise, and I'm pretty happy about that. Although
no, we told you nothing, but we do have to do. We will sing your happy birthday as we got a cake from AJ's very good friends at Madison.
What a beautiful cake! Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Is this like not a protein healthy cake? Because I don't care today.
You had one of those last units still in the fridge. It's a worse cake.
Guys, thanks everyone. How are you? Thank you. Isn't that nice? Sucks when the candles cost more than the cake, though, isn't it? No, 42. I'm happy with 42. I like even numbers. Thanks, guys. Good on ya. Yeah. Oh, better blow them out, hey?
Yeah.
I need my puffer. There you go. I'll make a wish.
Yeah.
Oh, might be here for a while.
Thank you.
And I'm doing, of course, something not normal. I'm going up to Bobby Running Fox and his wife are doing a big healing with me today, and then I'm going to have lunch with them.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Hanging out with the Cherokees for my birthday. Isn't that normal? Is that normal behaviour?
Each to their own, Bridge.
Rightio.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.